BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The fabulous Zara Larsson is in the live lounge today, and she plays Real or No Real with us. Yeah. Ross Noble, off of comedy, gets very wet on innuendo bingo and was quite hilarious about the town of Yeovil. We didn't mean it, Yeovil. One Direction fans get all excited, and I'm bringing the eyebrow slit back, but not on purpose.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Good afternoon to you. Lady Gaga's Perfect Illusion is the next song we're playing today. You're right, Chris?
You're right.
I feel we spent a lot of time together over, well, since Friday.
Bit too much, do you think?
No, not too much, but I'm pleased to be away from for tonight. Sometimes you just need a bit of space, you know?
Mm. Well, happy Freshers to you and everyone else that's enjoying Freshers right now.
And many more. We'd like to thank the Freshers of Manchester, Glasgow, Stirling, Liverpool Guild and Edge Hill for showing up in various different venues at the weekend. Last night was Edge Hill, Ormskirk, and I don't know about you, but I'm still finding paint everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've got a real problem here in that I've only got one pair of trousers at the moment.
What, generally in life?
Yeah, more than to the paint party.
But hang on, one, like, in total?
Well, it's because of the toilet situation at my house, being that there is no toilet, we've had to move in with my girlfriend's parents. I've only got one pair of trousers there. I wore them last night to Edge Hill. And there was a paint party.
Yeah.
They're now covered in paint.
Yeah, they really are.
So I'm now back in shorts, even though the weather's not really the one for it.
I don't think I'm going to be able to recover those trousers or those shoes from last night, but it was great fun.
It all got a bit weird in the car home last night, didn't it? Because you were in the back seat, you're taking your trousers off.
Well, I didn't want to get the car dirty, and I was like, my trousers were covered in paint.
I didn't feel comfortable with that situation.
Why not? We've known each other years.
Because you were loving it. You were like, oh, I'm just in the back here in my pants.
Yeah, I stripped down to my pants, but I did, if you remember, cover myself with a large bath towel.
I know, that's what made it weirder.
Which I wore as like a skirt.
And at the service station, I was like, well, how's this going to work?
Well, I was like, can you go and get stuff for me? Because I'm not getting out in this towel skirt that I'm wearing. But did I get the car dirty? No, I didn't. So good for me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga!
Yes!
Yes, Gaga!
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, Perfect Illusion. I like saying her name Lady Gaga now, and I don't know why.
Do they still follow her around? Is that still a thing?
Yes!
Is it?
They must do, surely. I mean, that clip's from years ago on YouTube now. What are your thoughts on that song? No?
I'm not completely there with it, to be honest.
Right, I've got to say this. All of your favourite female divas at the moment in pop are not producing what you want, are they? Beyoncé, not producing what you want. Rihanna, not producing what you want. Lady Gaga, not quite producing what you want in terms of the pop.
Do you remember when we were in Scotland and I was... we were in a taxi and I heard... I think it was a Rihanna song on the radio and I got really ranty about it.
Mm.
Like I was some kind of music mogul.
Yeah.
Saying, like, I had all the answers to these... To these massive artists putting out the right kind of songs.
Like you should be sat there in Hollywood with a massive cigar on advising her on what her next move should be.
I just want to hear the massive stars doing big pop songs. Like,
well,
they are. Like really big. No,
they're just different.
They're just different.
They're not like you remember. It's not going to be another Bad Romance. It's not going to be another, I don't know, Single Ladies. It's not. Just different. I'm kind of into it. Lady Gaga, Perfect Illusion. Today is an innuendo bingo day. Ross Noble off of comedy is going to be here at 1:45, getting wet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Biffy Clyro Howell. It's Radio 1. Hey, I got a shout out on Radio 1 at 4:40 this morning. You'd got out of the car by then on the way back from Ormskirk.
Had I? Because I did wonder when I left the car.
Yeah, we just dropped you home and I was like, I'm going to text Adele Roberts for a little shout out. Still gives me a little twinge, that, you know.
And she gave you one.
Been on Radio 1 for ages. And I was like, well, you know, when you're a bit tired at 20 to 5 in the morning, you're just driving back from a little student gig, it gives you a little boost. It's really good.
I am a bit worried about you, actually.
Why, hon?
Well, I worried a few days into Freshers that you might be a bit broken. On the way to the gig last night at Edge Hill, we read an article. We found this article online. And the... The headline of the article is Ronald McDonald accuses Annie Mac of identity theft.
Okay, so you're laughing. That's okay, funny.
Which was, you know, it sort of made us laugh a little bit. But anyway. Yeah.
So, and there's a picture of Ronald McDonald off of McDonald's and Danny Mac.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I have seen that she's tweeted about this.
Yeah, so
she obviously finds it funny.
She says, busted.
Anyway,
it's obviously a joke.
For me, that's the funniest bit, right? But you were reading the article, and I read the article. I sort of skimmed through the article. It was all right. It was kind of funny, but the headline does the job.
No, it doesn't. But the article is so well written. Read it.
But there's this one line in it which gave the strangest reaction from you I've seen for a while.
Yeah.
So the line is, and this is in the article, every time I hear someone say the name Annie Mac.
Now, hang on. You need to say who this is from. It's all made up. Bear in mind this story, okay?
Yeah, it's all made up. So it's someone...
who's a representative from McDonald's.
From McDonald's.
But they aren't really. Yeah. But this is the made-up quote.
It's like a fake quote.
Yeah.
So he says, every time I hear someone say the name Annie Mac, I instantly presume they're saying Annie Mac. and think they're asking if I have any McDonald's. Right, so it's a bit of a rubbish joke.
Yeah.
The normal reaction to that would be this. This is the reason why I think you might be broken, because this was your reaction that I recorded on my phone to that line.
The line is, when somebody says Annie Mac, I presume they're saying Annie Mac.
Okay, it's not that funny, is it?
Really?
I had to use tissues, I was crying. What's wrong with me?
It's quite a rubbish joke.
When they're saying Annie Mac,
I presume they're saying Annie Mac.
Yeah. I think tonight I'm going to go home and treat myself maybe to a fizzy drink that rhymes with a farocca, eat 10 bags of spinach and go to bed. Because it's not that funny, is it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Teeks and Dan Harkner and Sunshine on BBC Radio 1. Hi, Ross Noble.
Hello there.
Thank you very much for coming in to see us today.
It's absolutely lovely to be here.
It's been a slightly awkward moment where Ross walked in and was like, hey, Chris, I've met you before. He was like, where?
Yeah.
Because that worries me, because I've been along to your show before.
Yeah.
I didn't think I had the chance to meet you before.
Well, maybe I saw you in the audience.
Well, maybe that's
the service I provided, yeah. By sure. I remember every individual person.
I just assume when you're a stand-up comedian, you can't actually see anyone in the crowd, apart from the front row, and that's why you rip them to pieces.
Well, whoa, easy now.
Yeah, don't tar them all with the same brush.
Rip them to pieces? No, that's none of that at my gigs.
No.
I chat to people, and they become part of the show, and we make a wonderful community.
That's right.
How much do you plan it? Because you often go quite off-piste.
It's every word of it is scripted for days, working it out down to the finest. And then all them people that I talk to that become part of the show, they're all trained actors. straight from RADA.
Right, so
As soon as I'm finished here, I'm down to RADA and I'll pick the ones that I like the look of and then we'll rehearse.
Every single show is exactly the same.
That's the way it works.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to try and get real diversity in the different sorts of people I talk to, though, you know? Because sometimes if you get the real actor-y types, I go to people in the audience, I go, you're right, mate, and they go, I am simply wonderful. And they hold a skull as well. They're wearing tights and holding a skull. That's what gives actors away.
I've heard you say before
actors
that
actors and serial killers. They're the two. Yes.
I've heard you say I don't know how true this is. You write about four words down on a scrap of paper. Is that true?
Yeah. I sort of do it after the show.
Oh.
I sort of come off and then go, oh, that was funny. I'll write that down. And then I have these bits of paper and I go, oh, yeah. And then I put them in my pocket and then I forget about them. And then about a year later, I'll wear those trousers again and I'll pull it out and there'll just be something and it'll say like hologram eggs.
Yeah.
And either you're thinking, oh, that was something hilarious, or you're in the supermarket and you're walking around going, do they sell hologram eggs? Yeah.
I was reading an article earlier. It's like, Ross is often referred to as a randomist.
Yeah. You've done your research.
Oh, yeah, I tried.
I'm very impressed.
I know that you're in the middle of this big old tour at the moment. Have you got some
it's
new
starting,
dates?
Starting, yes, I do. Look.
Oh, they're in the pocket. Oh, I'm glad you wore those trousers.
Yeah.
Is this why you've got big pockets?
Hang on a second. Look at these, feast on these trousers, right?
The legs up.
What are they?
They look like they're kind of...
motorcycle,
like
right?
Salopettes, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're either for motorcycling or maybe hiking or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of mountains in central London. I just came by ski lift.
And in places like Telford, where you're probably going.
Yes, I'm starting there this week. No, these are my motorcycle. I just came on my motorbike, and so I've got these trousers, and I've got my jacket, full Gore-Tex, waterproof. That's all I'm saying.
You're ready for the game.
See what I've cleverly done. Yeah, look, this is like a world exclusive here. We haven't even done a press release.
We might have to take a picture of that and put it out.
I've added an extra 21 dates next year.
You don't just add an extra 20. That's like do you know what? I've got a spare day. So what we'll do is turn it into a gig.
Yeah.
Where do you find 21 spare days?
Well, you find them all over the place. I was thinking, shall I do some more dates? You know what it was? It was quite a lot of these places, right, that sort of on Twitter going...
Why aren't you coming to my place?
Why aren't you coming to... For example... Barnstable, Yeovil, Llandudno, Aberystwyth. Yeah. Why aren't you coming to... No disrespect to those places, but they're not the top of the... You know, you don't think, got to get Yeovil in. And then, you know, the people of Yeovil, they can be angry, the Yeovilians.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't cross the Yeovilians.
Famously angry.
But I think what you're saying is you look forward to each of these days exactly the same.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that Yeovil and Llandudno are not the top of the list. No, don't. No, I'm not going to lie. Look, I'm a very honest man, right? What I'm saying is...
So you're not that fussed about Yeovil.
No, I'm up for the gig. The gig's going to be great. I'm going to go down there. People are going to be like...
They're going to be very warm.
They're going to get... No, the point that I'm making is they're getting 100%, right, for the gig. But what I'm saying is, geographically, I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the... It's more of a sat-nav issue. See what I'm saying? Like, if I'm in Manchester, and I think, I could do a gig in Manchester, and then we can do a gig, say, like, in Sheffield. It's not that far. But Yeovil, it's not like you think, should we just nip to Yeovil? I mean, come on, let's be honest. Yeovil's not on the way to anywhere, is it? Is there people in Yeovil now?
Yeah, they're
on. Why are these switchboards lighting up?
Do you know what, though? Some people are just pleased that Yeovil's being mentioned.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, shout out Yeovil.
Come on, Yeovil. Some great stories coming in about people who've seen you at past gigs.
Oh, yes.
Like Carmine, who says, I saw Ross in Dartford a couple of years ago and there was a guy asleep. Needless to say, he got it. And there's the...
Thanks for picking that one out.
That was a nice one.
The guy asleep.
Well, no, apparently you gave it to him full barrels.
Well, he was...
once you woke him up.
I believe he was inebriated.
Oh, sure.
But there's always that fine line, isn't there, when you see somebody who's asleep and you think, this will be a laugh. Look, he's asleep. We'll have a laugh about this. And you get 5 minutes in, you think, oh, God, I hope he's not dead. Could you imagine that? Funny man mocks the dead. You know.
Also, Griff. I've still got my imaginary monkey that Ross gave me a few years ago.
Yes, that was... where was that? It was a festival gig, that? Yeah. Where for some reason...
I love how you remember as well.
Yeah, I was giving out free monkeys. Imaginary monkeys. That's right. So what I did was I said to people, you're all going to get an imaginary monkey. And then I said jokingly, I said, why don't you put them on eBay, right? I said, put an imaginary monkey and see if anyone... So take a photograph of a chair, like an empty chair, and say, this is an imaginary monkey. The chair doesn't come included. Now, if one person does it, people are just going to go, that's just one idiot.
Yeah.
But if like 2,000 or 3,000 people do it all at the same time,
yes.
So like
more
all
effect.
Of a sudden there was like 1,000 imaginary monkeys came up on eBay, and one of them people started bidding on it. It's like it's not a real monkey.
Wow.
So yeah, no, I remember that well. I'm glad he still got it.
That's the great thing about because your show's different every time. Everyone's got like a different story of what happened. It's not like the same thing.
It'd be great if the bloke ragged said, "I went to one of Ross's shows. I woke up as it was ending." And all my clothes had been stolen as I was asleep.
Oh, this is good news for you.
Oh, here we go.
Someone says that Yeovil sold out. few. Whether they will come or not is.
I might just get a phone call from my manager just going, you know that Yeovil gig that was sold out? They've all returned the tickets.
Hang on, what date is Yeovil then?
Let's have a look on the paper.
I think it could be lively.
It's the 19th of the 1st. Yeah. But, you know, there's Aberystwyth, Llandudno, equally,
Watford.
You know. Watford, I mean, that's quite close, isn't it, Watford?
Good for me.
Shrewsbury, there, look at that Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury.
No, no.
Like, the fruit Shrewsbury. It's a biscuit, isn't it? The fruit Shrewsbury. Have you ever had a fruit Shrewsbury?
People, I think you're making that up.
People are now just...
This is a real one.
People are now just messaging and going, slag off my town.
It's a new feature.
Yeah,
you can have it.
Can you come in every week and do it?
All right.
Okay, we're going to play Innuendo Bingo with Ross in a minute. You know this game, don't you?
I do, yes.
Okay, cool.
Hence
right.
Hence the waterproof clothing.
Indeed. So we'll play Millionaire and then we'll get back with Ross and Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
James Bay and Best Fake Smile on BBC Radio 1. If you would like to watch this Innuendo Bingo happening live, all of the cameras are now on and you can find them on the Radio 1 website. It's Ross Noble.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Ross is in full biker gear.
Oh, yeah, full Gore-Tex.
And he is ready to play the game. There's not going to be any water on him. Aim for the head if I was you, Chris. It's the only part of his body that's showing.
Can I just ask, right? Has anyone, like, these are electronical, right? These
they are electronical.
This is fine.
So it's fine. Has anyone actually been
No, we're fried? Fine. This is fine.
Not so far. No, never will.
No. Come on, boys.
Okay.
Let's take this seriously. Come on, it's Innuendo Bingo.
Right. Come on, here we go.
We look very different, though, in how we're dressed. It's like, I think it sums up the current weather situation at the
very
moment.
Very much
generally.
So.
Yeah,
so
Chris is
confused.
Just in a short and tee. And Chris Ross in full.
Who's Chris?
That's that guy there.
Yeah, I know, but you just went Chris and then another Chris.
I know, yeah, Ross I made that up.
Double Chris. Right.
Here we go.
Right, come on then.
Lots of water in your mouth.
Right.
Now, Ross, you know Stephen Fry, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? We're massive fans of him. And it's fair to say, a man of his stature gets to do some incredible things on television.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
No hands, Ross. If it's going to go, make it go over his face.
Yeah.
Stephen Fry there on Radio 4.
While I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Just cousin Jack there, of course. Now we're going over to... Wow, he's taken that water in, hasn't he? A load of that there. Endless supply. Good Morning Britain.
Was that one?
No. Good Morning Britain now on ITV. As normal, they're discussing the X Factor's judges' houses. Now, if you've got Calvin Harris on Snapchat, you'll know it's good. It's complete access all areas. But I think Calvin's really outdone himself this time.
Alicia with Louis, as you saw there. Superstar DJ Calvin Harris will be in Nice with Nicole Scherzinger. And he teased us with this little Snapchat video of himself in Nicole, which set tongues wagging. Here you go.
Did you hear that?
And he teased us with this little Snapchat video of himself in Nicole.
No? Okay. Nothing there.
Bit of a dribble from me.
Yeah, let's sort of like a small dribble there from Ross. Yep. This is the thing with comedians. They're very hard to impress comedy-wise.
Yeah. Shall I just do loads of water? Take on as much water?
Just take on as much as you can.
Yeah, because then a little dribble will come out a lot more.
On your face. He's really going for it. I love this. Now we're going to Moneybox on BBC Radio 4. Now, I do like listening to travel programmes on the radio. There's a reason Diane from Swindon has chosen Vietnam for a holiday this year, because she knows exactly what she likes. But she's keen to ring up this travel show to double-check it's as good as it sounds.
Now we're going to go to Diane, who's in Swindon. Diane.
Hello. Vietnam is the destination in mind. Dong, D-O-N-G, that's the currency. It's largely in paper money. And I'm understanding that it takes a sort of fistful of dongs, just a small amount of daily... food, etc.
Yes, she's keen though.
Yeah.
The currency there of Vietnam, the dong.
It takes a sort of fistful of dongs.
Okay, here we go. Water, please. That was good, that, because it wasn't like an all-out soaking. It was just kind of like little water feature spurts.
Yeah, it was just every time the currency was mentioned.
Indeed. The dong, if you will. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't even thought about my Christmas shopping yet, but I'm going to be heading straight to this man's stall at the Christmas market this year. From the Today programme on Radio 4.
But I do have in mind, to certainly for local sales, to package these up into nice little boxes of 20 apples for the Christmas market, which is the time of the year when people should be enjoying cocks.
So John Starkey there, talking about his wonderful range of Cox's apples on BBC Radio 4.
Which is the time of the year when people should be enjoying Cox.
Christmas, time for giving. Water, please. Craig and Charlie send that one in to us. If you spot an innuendo, email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now we're going to Strictly Come Dancing. The later series sees some new professional dancers joining the show, including Gorka Marquez, who's paired with Tamika off of EastEnders. Now, the show's not even started properly yet, but Gorka's already at it.
One, two, three, four, walk outside, six, seven, eight.
The thing with Gorka is he goes in deep and there is no introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ross. He loves that one. Classic Strictly. I mean, of course, the rigorous training, which they all have to do.
The thing with Gorka is he goes in deep and there is no introduction.
Where are you wettest, Chris?
That was over my face.
Oh, your face. I love that you found that one the funniest.
Oh, God.
Okay.
No introduction.
Now we're going to radio legend Steve Wright. Water, please. When you've been in this business that we call show as long as Steve, you're always happy to share what you're doing in the studio. Water.
That was me doing Enya. Impersonating her.
Oh, Steve, is that a mare?
It's the fact he has to qualify it afterwards. Mm. Impersonating.
That was me doing Enya. Impersonating her.
You went before the clip there. It's the singing. He sings along to it. Yeah. It's so weird.
Water, please. Every time gets him, every time. Sorry, Ross.
That'll be you one day, singing along like
it
that.
Will. Oh. Once I've gone fully mad, it won't be long. And now it's Morgan in the Morning on BBC Radio Stoke. See, it's tough when you're a smaller breakfast show, but I think Morgan has absolutely nailed it.
A lot of people on the right end of my bell this morning here at BBC Radio Stoke.
Oh, God. Holy moly.
I know.
Oh,
I was not expecting that.
I was not expecting it right in my eyes. Good God.
I don't know why, but Morgan, I think he rings a bell every morning for some reason. No one really knows why. I don't know, but he's my new face.
A lot of people on the right end of my bell this morning here at BBC Radio Stoke.
All right, Katie sent us that one. Cheers, Katie.
That's great.
Oh, God.
Just a couple more.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right. I sort of leant in a little bit.
Mm. That went north.
Oh, God. Hang on. Right, give us a second to get this
okay,
in.
Here we go. Right. Now we're going to the Archers on BBC Radio 4. And it's the day of the local flower show. In an attempt to impress the judges. Water, please. Let's find out where Lillian is putting her flowers.
I do hope Ian's all right. Me and my big mouth. He seems to be throwing himself into his work.
Well, there's a strategy that never fails.
Oh, Lillian, are you planning to take part in this year's Flower and Produce show? Naturally. I'm entering my gentleman's buttonhole.
believe that's a flower.
A lot of people on the right end of my bell this morning.
Thank you to Al and Jack and Laura for sending us that one from Radio 4.
I'm entering my gentleman's buttonhole.
And finally, it's over to Time Team on More 4. One more, lads.
There we go, Ross.
Archaeology is a slow process, so you really do get to know the team. And after spending lots of time together, it seems you can ask members of the team on Time Team pretty much anything.
John did some geophys here, and he came up with two things which look suspiciously like ditches. Naomi, can I come in your trench?
Yes, you can.
And that was Ross Noble in your bingo. Thanks, Ross.
It's been a pleasure.
Have you really enjoyed it?
Yes. I wasn't expecting it full in the eyes.
No, that's only one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do apologise. We'll get a video for you later. Ross Noble, good luck with the rest of the tour. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom in Cheltenham wants to press his buzzer for that Ross Noble in your bingo. He loved it. It was good. It was from the Strictly one onwards where he just lost it that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Really want to treat my daughter who's just started Aberystwyth University. You said that Ross was performing there. I'm on his website. I can't find the dates. They're brand new dates, so they will be up there soon. Scott Mills on Radio 1. We've got a new week of bangers coming in about 20 minutes.
Of course, we didn't do it yesterday because we weren't here, so starts this week.
That's right. So
it's today, sorry.
It's me against you at 2:40, more bangers for you. And then at 3:40, Zara Larsson is going to be on Real or No Real. Never met her before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've spent a lot of time with you this weekend. Have you noticed anything different about me?
There's something different with your eyes, but I've not... I can't work out what that is. I mean, do you actually want me to say?
I'm just wondering if you've noticed anything
different.
I never
know what's allowed to be said on air and what's not. Like, yeah, right. you've done something to your face. Done something to your eyes.
To my actual eyes or around the eyes?
Like your eyebrows look slightly different.
Do they?
Just like, almost like a bit longer on one side.
Right.
Okay. Was that the right answer?
Well, I've had a slight accident while trying to trim the eyebrows because getting a little bit bush. So I used like a trimmer thing that I found in my like a kitchen drawer that's got loads of rubbish in it. I was like, oh, there's a trimmer there.
You what?
You know, like a trimmer.
In your kitchen drawers? What?
No, not with the like forks and knives. I mean like another, like, you know, a drawer that just has everything in it, like batteries and chargers and that. Not that, like, with the spoons and knives,
you know,
that's
done,
weird, or plates.
Confused between that and like a cheese grater. You've tried to cheese grate your face or something,
no, I
haven't you?
Okay, but what's happened is I do have on my right eyebrow now, I've got an eyebrow slit. Ho! Do you remember them back in the day?
Yeah, I used to do that on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. But it looks like I've done it on purpose. You didn't have a slit.
I did. I had three.
Did you really?
Yeah, DIY job.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. How did you achieve those?
It was electric razor, and yeah. I did that.
Same.
I got in trouble for it though. I was told I wasn't allowed it.
Okay. Well, this has happened, but I obviously haven't meant to do this. But I just looked it up, and eyebrow slits are back. In case you thought I was trying to look like Soldier Boy or something.
Oh,
he used to have the slits, didn't he? But like this one here, I'm trying to grow it back, and I'll let you into a little secret. I found some mascara in my house earlier, and I don't know
where this discussion is going.
I did colour it in for a bit, just because, like, it's a massive gap there.
So what are you telling me?
I'm saying that I've done an accidental eyebrow slit.
And that we should all do the same?
No, I'm saying that I don't just want you to think that I've done it on purpose, like, to look like Dappy or whatever. Okay? Anyway, on Instagram, they've been blowing up with the hashtag eyebrow slits, and apparently they're back on for 2016.
Yeah.
So I'm still cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Gemma.
Hello.
Hiya, where are you?
I'm in St Austell in Cornwall.
St Austell, one of the most beautiful places, I would say, in the whole of the United Kingdom.
Wow, I guess it is quite nice, yes.
But probably not in your office right now. What do you do?
No, I'm an accountant. So
okay.
I'm just at work now.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wow, so you're counting all the money?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
See, an accountant's office isn't the kind of place where I think they'd be allowed to have Radio 1 on.
Well, we don't everywhere, it's just we're allowed upstairs.
Okay, so, like, where the clients come in, obviously they wouldn't want to be...
Oh, no, they wouldn't want to be coming upstairs, no.
Right. Not to fatty
I hope it doesn't distract you.
Obviously not, no.
Okay. Who do you normally choose on bangers?
I normally go for Scott, to be honest.
That's me, yes. Hi, hello.
Typical accountant.
Oi! Right, let's see what you fancy out of these lot today. So I've got for you, Gemma, this.
One song.
No, hang on. I've got for you, Gemma, this. Yes! I mean, it's not very accountant-y, sorry to stereotype. Maybe it is.
I like that, then.
Yeah, I see.
Is it? A bit rowdy for the accountancy firm,
no,
I think.
See, my accountant, Jonathan, would not like this.
Jonathan!
He just wouldn't. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, game six. All right. Okay, so you can have Paris or...
Or, Gemma, you can have this. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one as well, actually. Mm.
It's KTB on a mission.
We're on fire today.
What a tune. What a tune.
That is a good tune.
I've got all the bangers. Scott's got all the money, so you're an accountant.
What about?
You'll make a decision.
Shut up. I saw you actually, Chris, because I spent a lot of time with you at the weekend in a car. Me in boxer shorts and a towel, you in full clothes.
Oh, that's a story that needs explaining.
Well, I had paint.
Anyway.
I had paint on me, so I didn't want to get the car dirty.
You saw what?
I saw you making sneaky notes all the time about bangers, and I just looked over your shoulder. So I think I know what a lot of yours are this week already.
I hope you've not written down the same ones from looking over my shoulder.
Let's hope not. Gemma, over to you.
Wow. It is a tough one, I'm not going to lie, but... I reckon I'm going to have to go. I think I'm going to have to stick with Chris this time, you know?
Oh, what a surprise. Hey? Yes. Oh, that's good. Well done, Gemma.
Say again.
I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah. From the darkness, I ain't undercover. The ones on my prowess,
rubbing off onto another. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Well, I'm quite shocked there, really.
Why?
Because she said that she always chooses me and Paris is a tune.
These are troubling times for you, I can tell. You're stressed because it's another week and it's looking similar to last week. And what was that 4-1?
I feel so robbed that she should be wearing a mask.
She wasn't your accountant, was she?
No.
No, definitely not.
Her name wasn't Jonathan.
Good point. Her name wasn't Jonathan.
Someone says, well, Scott got the accountant on his side at first, but his banger today had as much value as a fistful of dongs from Inyo Nabingo earlier.
It takes a sort of full of dongs.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll do it again tomorrow at 2:40. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, hon. This is BBC Radio 1. That was AWOL Nation and Sail. And I'm Scott Mills.
Just called the nation hun there.
Yeah. I've known him long enough, you know.
Yeah, I'd
like to take a little phone call here. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, yeah, Scott. It's Sally.
Hey, Sally. Where are you today?
Hi. I'm in Leicester.
How can I help you?
So, you know the other day when you were playing the Google game?
Yes.
And Chris mentioned a weird thing that he does with his pickling.
Well, he mentioned several weird things that he did. In fact, he revealed far too much generally about his life. I don't know what was wrong with you that day, but like, it was all on.
I know, it was way too much has been on. I've actually listened back to that particular podcast and I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was like an honesty game. Anyway, yeah, go on, the
too
Google
much.
Game.
Well, I tickle myself and I don't think it's weird whatsoever.
You do what?
I tickle myself.
You tickle yourself. Oh, that was one of the things, wasn't it?
That was one of the things. Oh, but this is good news then. So you're actually saying I'm not a weirdo.
Unless we all are.
In my spare time. No, actually, that makes it sound like it's a long activity, but sometimes I just sort of gently tickle my arm on my own.
If there's nobody else around.
If there's no one else to do it.
Yeah, like your girlfriend, for example. No, not everyone tickles your arm.
No, not everyone can have a go.
Do you know what? Sally, I'm glad you brought this up because I thought we'd all forgotten about how weird that was last week. But like, it's back in the room now. In fact, I kept this clip from last week.
Is it strange to sort of tickle yourself on the train?
Yes, it's really weird.
I forgot about the on the train bit.
It's definitely not weird.
What do you do then? Not. Do you do the same with your arm?
Yeah, where are you doing it?
In the office occasionally when I'm sat at my desk.
You'll do that?
With a pen.
With a pen.
Yeah.
See, Chris just does it with his little finger.
I sometimes use a pen lid, though, because I've got no nails, because stupidly I bite them.
Oh, OK.
It's just a nicer feeling.
And you think that's perfectly normal, do you?
Yeah, perfectly normal.
OK, let's go through some of the other things that he revealed in that same Google
game. That's fine. That's job done. Yeah, I agree with you, Sally. Nice to speak to you.
Can I just say that I definitely don't kiss with my eyes open?
Well, that was what I was about to get to. Do you not kiss with your eyes open, no?
No, that's just pure weird.
Yeah, right, okay, I'm glad you agree. So his poor girlfriend, like, sometimes, yeah. Well, she'll have her eyes closed, she'll open sometimes, yeah, to see what's going on, and he'll be, like, staring her out with, like, one big eye.
Yeah, because they sort of...
terrifying.
They merge into one.
When you're close, it does merge, doesn't it? One big cyclops eye.
Yeah, cyclops start.
I'm trying to really force myself to close my eyes, but I don't know, I feel nervous when I do that.
Okay, well, she's not going to do anything.
Might do a runner.
Well, she won't, well, she could. Might run off with my stuff. Also, he revealed that he doesn't have a toilet in his house at the moment.
Why are we doing this?
So he doesn't know... No, I just wanted to bring it back up.
Why
and this is perfect.
On, it's like you're going through a list. He
also doesn't know where his girlfriend is weeing generally right now. Why don't he know that?
Because that's her business.
Yeah, but, like, there's no toilet in your house.
I just don't
ask...
She
doesn't drink much. She must not drink a lot at all.
All right, well, good to speak to you, Sally.
Yeah.
And well, at least you've only got one on the weird list of three things that he does.
It's definitely not weird, Scott.
Okay, love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Because we've done a lot of shooting gigs together at the weekend, I feel I need to apologise to you.
For what? Which bit?
For thrashing around on the plane on the way to Scotland.
That doesn't bother me so much. It's the people in front that get angry. You had to. In fact, you did apologise to them.
Also, for having no cash all weekend, I do apologise for that, because you did pay for everything. Well, no, I handed over my card a couple of times.
Also, when you're tired, you're really direct with it. You're like, go and buy me a sandwich, buy me this.
No, but I've got some cash now, so I'm going to give you some cash. And I've got a new £5 note. Have you seen them?
Have you?
Yeah, I've got my first one today, quite excited.
You're not going to do that thing that everyone's doing where you try and break it, right?
No, I'm not as excited as when my card, when I tap my card on contactless and that goes through, because you know that I'm like, yeah, that's when that goes through. But I'm nearly as excited. Mm. Fair play to the Queen, though. I see what she's done there.
What do you mean?
Right, the note is brand new, but what she's done is using a really old photo of herself.
Yes.
It's not a new picture. And that's exactly...
Right, and you're saying that's a technique that's used...
Well, no, it's exactly what I'm going to be doing in my Radio 1 publicity photos. Yeah. Like, they're not going to change now for the rest of my career.
No.
That's it.
The cards themselves will turn into different material, you know, the kind that can't be ripped up so easily.
But wherever
but
I may go...
your face will be the same.
The picture will be exactly the same, a la £5 note. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, Zara Larson.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. What a live lounge today.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun.
I know Clara asked, but it would be great if you could include that Drake and Rihanna thing in your live shows.
Right?
Wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. When she said that, I was like, you know what? That's a great idea.
Your band seemed well keen on the idea as well.
Yeah. They were like, oh, like, nodded their heads really hard.
Chris just watched it.
Yeah, I loved it. Because I think what you did so well with it is you managed to get both their parts and turn it into just a song in its own right.
Right.
Like, you've turned it into a solo song now in your style, which was awesome.
Thank you.
You are having a brilliant year.
Yeah, I sure am.
Do you ever have time to stop and kind of take it all in and go, wow, so much has happened this year?
I'm really bad at that. I mean, as a person, I'm really, really bad at just sitting down and think about all the great things I'm doing. Because, like, I'm always thinking about the next thing, like the next song. As soon as I release a song, I'm like, okay, but what about the next one? Like, I need a better song. I need a better video. I just want to have a bigger arena. I want, you know, so I'm the type of person that I really have to remind myself of, you know, take your time, sit down, and just look back at this year, because it's been an incredible year, like the best year of my life so far.
How do you do that, though? Do you keep a diary? Do you keep stuff in, like, a memory box?
I hope you're taking loads of photos and selfies.
I am taking a lot of photos and selfies. But what's so nice? Yeah, but what's so nice about social media is that I post most of the photos and... I mean, I write what I'm doing, like, I'm in London, I'm in Paris, so I can keep a little track when I look back at my tweets and my pictures. But yeah, it's been an incredible year.
We were at the Euros in Paris this year. Yeah. I mean, how do you top performing at that?
I don't know. That must be the biggest thing I've done.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think even till this day, I don't think I realize what it actually was, you know, because I wasn't even nervous. Like, I was just walking out there.
You weren't nervous?
No, not even a little. And I was so nervous today. Like, I was so nervous doing the live lounge, like, stuff like that. But it was just too big for me to to kind of realize what it was. Like, I kind of too many people, too yeah. many people watching.
It's like you can't compute it in your head.
No, you can't process it. So it was too surreal to me.
But it was a massive event. In fact, we spoke to David Guetta about it, and he was saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And what's amazing about him is just his ambition. Like, he has the biggest ambitions, and he does something like that. And then we asked him, you know, how do you top this? And he was like, we actually made a joke of it. Said to him, "You're going to have to DJ in space or something like that." And apparently, he's got plans to do that.
He's already on the phone about that.
You know, so it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all because he really is like that. Wow, that's great. That's amazing.
You need to sign up for that now.
Yeah, for real. I'm going to call him every day. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, Dave. When's the
Can
space
I be your best
gig?
Friend? Right?
Okay, Zara's here to play after her fantastic live lounge today. A game of real or no real. Here's some facts. Some of them true. Some of them we just made up seconds ago.
Oh.
You two decide which are which.
Okay.
Before the Olympics opening ceremony in Rio, organisers lost the keys to the main stadium and had to force their way into the venue.
That's a bit amateur, isn't it? For
But you know, if I was in charge of the Olympics, you know that would happen to me.
Yeah,
I've lost three phones.
But it can't be. It can't be one key. The security is unreal.
Yeah,
like there's so much security. Mm. So
there'd be more than one key.
You couldn't just be like, "What's up?" Like I'm the guy who's like arranging this, and I forgot the key. Would you just let me in?
Like a couple of days before, you would get down, and you would get a couple more cut, wouldn't you?
Imagine he's got to the door. He's like, "Oh, you know what I've done?
Oh no!
None of
these. I knew it was something." I've just thought of something, Zara. At the closing ceremony. What was the deal with the moths? Was that a problem for you before you went on?
Do you remember all those moths that were flying around?
All the moths. I mean, because you obviously must have spent a while getting ready. It was an amazing outfit you're wearing. And then you see all these moths.
It was like a moth storm.
Right?
It was.
Did you ask to get them removed?
Insane. Wouldn't that be funny?
Were they in your hair and your face?
No, they weren't. But they were everywhere, like in the arena and around where the people were. Yeah. But on the actual field, it was cool.
Yeah. Okay.
But it just felt like we were in a kind of a fairy tale, and they were like butterflies wishing me luck.
You know?
Yeah, but that's how it felt. So I didn't mind them at all. I thought it was quite nice.
Yeah.
You didn't, David Guetta didn't ask for massive fans to kind of try and blow them away.
Nope. No, I like them. I like them.
Did the organizers lose the keys to the main stadium before Rio, though?
Oh, man. I have a hard time believing it.
Yeah. You say no real?
It's not like it's one giant key with one person who like wears the key.
Key to the Olympics.
Do you know what I mean? It's not, no.
Yeah.
No real.
No real? Yeah.
No.
That one's real.
Are you serious?
No.
It's real, yeah. A gate of the Maracana Stadium, the host venue of the Rio Olympics, had to be forced open after organisers did reportedly lose the key. Two men described as firemen were seen using a pair of bolt cutters to break the padlock and open the gate.
Rubbish.
I can't believe that.
I know. Are you having fun here?
Very.
Okay, cool. We're going to break for your cover from the live lounge, which is Too Good, Drake and Rihanna. And then we'll come back and play some more Real or No Real with Zara Larsson on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Zara Larsson is with us. Hey.
Hey.
What an excellent cover that was.
Thank you.
Let's continue to play Real or No Real.
Yeah, let's do it.
David Guetta holds the world record for the most cheeses named in 10 seconds.
Whoa.
Now, David Guetta is French, and the stereotype is that French people equals
love cheese.
But he does love cheese. We talked to him about it.
He did?
Mm. Yeah. But could he be the person that holds the world record for the most cheeses named in 10 seconds?
So it's not eaten. He's not just to eat the most cheeses.
He's just doing a list.
He's actually in the Guinness World. Yeah. Like that book.
What do you mean? But when you say naming, you mean like cheddar.
Like Swiss.
Cheddar, Swiss.
That's
the game.
Yeah, so we're saying that he holds that record for a list of the most cheeses named in 10 seconds.
It's false.
No? It could be.
No. I mean, it could be. But, I mean, if I were him and that was a true fact, I would just, that would be the first thing I would tell people.
When David Guetta first got in touch with you, was it over the phone? Did you believe it was him?
Well, actually, it was pretty much like his people talked to my people.
Okay.
And then I met him and talked to him for the first time at the opening ceremony, actually.
Cool.
I think he must be the best person ever to go to France with, because he's kind of like the unofficial king of France.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if we went out together.
Yeah. We went to a hip-hop club. Like, they play trap. They play hip-hop. And I walked in there and I was like, well, I love that place. But after 10 minutes, I was like, what is going on with the music? Like, this is not hip hop.
Right.
And, you know, hip hop is basically the only thing I listen to when I go out because I think it's fun to dance to. And he was just like, no, I want house. So he went up to the DJ and he was like, play house.
Oh, my
Like,
word.
At a hip-hop club. Like, I'm talking about hip... Like, I'm not talking about, like, top 40 club. I'm talking about hip-hop club.
So and in a hip-hop club, he has the power to change the music.
Absolutely. And he just walked out and he said, actually, I went to the DJ. I was like, can I wish a song? This is some really strange music going on. And he's like, nah, David, get I want a house. I can't change.
Boom. Yeah. So he's literally just changed the club.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And what's it?
I bet you didn't pay for a drink either, did you?
Nah.
When's the last time you've gone to a club and paid for a drink?
Without David Guetta being there.
Well, I actually do pay. I do pay my drinks usually. But I don't drink that much, honestly. Maybe just like if I go to dinner before or take like a glass of wine and stuff. But I usually do. I usually do pay for it. I let my friends pay, but I don't like when like guys come up. They're like, hey.
Yeah.
But when you went out with David Guetta, was he naming cheeses? Was that something he did? I just realized we didn't got to answer this question.
He didn't, and I have to say that I think it's false.
Okay,
but I don't care if it's true, because if it is, it's like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. So Zara's saying no real. Chris, what are you saying?
I'm going to go real, just because I think if he does this, it just makes him even cooler.
Does David Guetta hold the world record for the most cheeses named in 10 seconds?
That one is no real.
Ah, man, I knew it.
Not true.
He's a cool person anyways.
There's a guy called Paul Melia from Liverpool who is the current record holder who managed to name 45 in 10 seconds. And here he is.
Cheshire Chinna Broom Breed Dobby Rick Bigger, the Saga Amber Banner Needham Buffer Broom Brothers, the Talatami Sirius Swiss Sever Sarah Mixtilton, Tibber Thomas String, Tubby Feta Kier Cantle, Tereza Teffy Ruler Saga Ramadol Ronco, Blue Mobile Tizzle Bigger Roller Fink Rally, and the Thomas Manor Edge.
Wow.
It's like you want to put a beat on it.
I know. Zara, if you want that, you can have it.
That's the next single sorted.
I kind of want to sample that.
Okay.
That's a party trick, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
How would that sound in your head? Let me just, hang on. Cheshire Chinna
Broom Breed Dobby Rick Bigger, the Saga Amber Banner Needham Buffer Broom Brothers, the Talatami Sirius Swiss Sarah
Mixtilton, It's actually quite good.
Like, it's actually quite good.
That's kind of a duet.
What's his name?
Paul Melia.
Paul Melia.
The cheese guy.
The cheese god.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got absolutely nothing. Zara, you got 10, so you win.
You win. You win today, generally, with that and the live lounge.
Yeah, that was a fun game. I like that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Come back and play it again soon for us.
I will, for sure.
And thank you for an excellent live lounge today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Zara. Okay, so Greg's next on Radio 1. We're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. First, Imani Williams, Sigala and Blonde, Don't Need No Money.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Tuesday's best bits of the show. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.